Wow, that was awesome. Also, very rude of me to not introduce our other guest in the studio. We have UVM TV, who's actually filming us, so thank you so much for being here and filming Exposure. And please introduce yourself also.
My name's Gabriel. Elia. Self-evident. I play electric guitar and other things. I'll pass it around.
My name is Josh. I play the bass in Echoes.
My name's Brody. I play guitar.
My name's Julie. I play the synth.
I like to speak twice.
And I'm Connor, and I play the drums.
And with our powers combined, we're Echoes.
Incredible, incredible.
I'm Lewis. I play electric guitar.
It's a crowded studio today in WREV, but we persevere. And do the other DJs here want to ask some questions?
Oh, yeah. Is it interview time? My name's DJ Gibbs.
I'm DJ Sarge.
And I'm DJ Osprey.
And we've got some fun questions for you guys. Let's see. Okay, let's start with a fun question.
Yay.
What is the biggest animal you think you could fight and win?
Biggest animal I think that I could fight
into the mic.
And win? Oh, boy.
Speak into the mic.
Oh, so sorry. Honestly, like a squirrel, and that would be a tough battle in itself. Yeah, that would. I couldn't harm a squirrel.
I could maybe go toe-to-toe with a chihuahua, but I don't know about, maybe like a pug, like a slightly bigger chihuahua, I don't know. But that's about where I'm at.
I don't know.
I'm going go big or go home. Put me in the room with the T-Rex.
Whoa!
Probably a Gila monster. Those things are crazy. They're awesome though. But a Gila monster.
Shout out Gila monster.
Yeah.
I think mine would be a stingray. Nice.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Would the stingray be on air or in water?
On air, not in water.
So it would be a dying stingray.
Yeah, stingray not in the air, in the water for sure.
Well, that's not.
I mean, in the water.
So you're stronger than Steve Irwin.
I think I could take like a blue whale. Anything smaller than that, I could take. But a blue whale's too complicated. The logistics don't make sense to me.
In a fight, it's different though.
All right. Personally, I think I could fight like a pretty small sheep, like super big one or anything with horns, but like a small sheep. I think I could totally take. Okay. How about a music-related question? What music did you listen to growing up, and do you think that influences the music you make now?
Ooh. So when I was 5 years old, I was really into the Gorillaz and Beastie Boys, and I wouldn't listen to any other artists until I discovered Trap City and Trap Nation and Bass Nation. And yeah. And then I started listening to 21 Pilots a lot. So logical progression there. I definitely, maybe a little bit of Trap Nation in our work. Yeah. Does anyone else have anything to say?
I was also very into 21 Pilots in like middle school. It was definitely a thing for a while, but I was also on the dubstep wave. I think that's where my sensibilities on songwriting are honestly like originating in dubstep. So
yeah, no, I agree with Lewis. I'm like, the first music I discovered on my own that I would listen to on my own was dubstep. It was Skrillex, Knife Party.
How did you discover dubstep?
I honestly have no idea. It's like, I just remember kids would be like hunched over their iPhone 4 in the corner, like all listening on the phone speakers, like to like Knife Party or something. Yeah, yeah, Rat, Fat Rat, yeah.
Oh yeah, give it.
I didn't didn't think dubstep was going to be brought into it because I was going to say Skrillex, but yeah, Skrillex is dope, even though it has nothing to do with what we play. But I love. Yeah, this is like the off version of dubstep. But yeah, Skrillex is a chiller, and I love him.
I listened to a lot of video game soundtracks growing up, and a lot of anime openings as well. So I was that kid from the ripe age of conception to about 12. So
nice. If you could write, oh wait, you answer, and then I have another question.
I'm gonna have to agree with Gabe and Brody on this one. I was tapped into the Dragon Ball Z AMVs, like where you go Super Saiyan. They got music to go with it, and like the dubstep on those was like the creme de la creme, like the best music.
If you could write a song for a video game, what video game would it be?
Call up Hideo Kojima and tell him to get me in the studio for the next project, because that would be perfect. The next, whatever Hideo Kojima is doing, I would love to make music for that.
I'd like to go full circle and make a Pokemon like soundtrack. I can make something like really spazzy and like electronic. Yeah. A lot of like shreddy things. What else?
Low key, I feel like if I made like a Skate 3 type soundtrack, that would be fire. That would be pretty cool if we added post. Yeah, no, if we added Skate 3 and then just, like, did, like, a post-rock version where people play it and they're just, like, damn, like, just ambient playing Skate 3, that would be sick.
Nice. Personally, I'm not a video game girl, but I'm sure all those video game fans out there really appreciated those answers, and I bet they get it. Let's see. Are you guys music video fans? Do you have any favorite music videos?
I think the one like music video that really clicked in my head might be for a lot of people. It was the Smells Like Teen Spirit music video, like when they're all in the gym and like the bleachers and the cheerleaders and stuff. That was so fucking awesome. It was I am so incredibly sorry.
Read the disclaimer.
I've put my glasses on. The preceding material presented here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington may seem objectionable to some listeners. We'd like to make it clear this material does not necessarily represent the views of this station or its staff. If you have any comments, please call us at 802-656-4399. And thank you for tuning in to your better alternative, 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
And that should be a warning for the rest of you. Keep it clean.
What was the question?
Music video. Favorite music video.
Race for the Big Prize by the Flaming Lips. It's a very good music video. A lot of Flaming Lips music videos are, like, incredible. So, shout-outs. Shout-outs, Flaming Lips.
They have to do the disclaimer, too. Oh, God.
The Looking Out for You, Joy Again music video, just because I used to live, like, right near where it was shot, and I'm friends with the girl in the video, so it's, like, reminds me of being back in my home city. So, I like it for that reason.
Wait, I have a question. I'm DJ Circadia, celeb question. If you had to rate the Call Me Maybe Carly Rae Jepsen music video 1 through 10.
10, I love Carly Rae Jepsen. Okay, she is the goat. Like, she is like the absolute goat.
Okay, work.
Shout out to her.
Just checking.
That absolute hunk with the lawnmower.
Any other music videos or did everyone answer? Oh, you haven't gotten yet, Josh.
I think that's it.
Josh hates music videos.
I am not a music video watcher, sadly. Sorry, world.
You gotta check them out. There's so many good ones out there.
I know.
Every Friday, I sit down on YouTube and I see what new music videos have come out. Like, I love a music video.
I'll have to get on that.
Oh, let Connor answer.
This is a recently Britpop artist we discovered. Shout out my boy Jim E. Brown. He has fire music videos, and they're all Britpop, and they all don't really make any sense. They're so fire. So yeah, I'd have to go with that.
Ooh, okay. I'll definitely have to check those out.
And on that discussion of music videos, let's do some more videoless music. And you guys want to play the next song?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what was that song and the first song you played called?
First song was called Four Steps, Cities Looped and Distorted, and the second song was called Stop and Look.
Great stuff, great stuff.
Go for it. Okay. Hi guys, this is DJ Sarge. I'm curious if your answers will match up, but I was wondering, what color would you use to describe your music? That, like, collectively, all of your music, what color would you say it reminds you of?
Does anyone have an answer? I need to do some thinking on this one.
I feel like a very, very, like, burnt maroon red. Like,
I was thinking, like, red or purple.
Yeah.
I was thinking purple, too. I was thinking purple or green.
Like a rustic red.
I was thinking like a deep purple, like a nice summer sunset purple type.
I was thinking exactly that, or like a nice emerald green.
I think like the kind of purple you see like in the sky, like that kind of shade of like, that's what I think of.
Purple, I was kind of thinking we were thinking periwinkle, that would be a good color.
Whoa.
Periwinkle is a good color.
This feels poetic. I feel like you should write a song about all these colors, maybe.
I think so,
maybe
definitely.
Something. Write that down.
Write it down. Take notes, guys.
Do you have a color as well? No.
I mean.
Yes, you do.
I mean, it's like red. Like, I always thought it was red.
Yeah.
But like the blue, we had the blue light on now, so I can see how you might be in the purple mindset. Because the blue has changed you to purple.
Silence. Wait, I have a question. Kind of, well, not really going off of that, but I was wondering who your biggest music influences are, besides Skrillex, of course, and other dubsteppers.
Probably stuff out of the Canadian post-rock scene, Godspeed You Black Emperor, A Silver Mount Zion, Set Fire to Flames, Do Make Say Think from Toronto are really good.
Love.
But basically, those bands.
Are you Canadian by chance?
Mogwai from Scotland. So, no. I'm actually from New Jersey.
So, quite the opposite. There's more.
Swans from New York City. That's probably one of the bigger ones. Swans and Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Okay.
And Set Fire to Flames. Those are my top three.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, it's like low-key a mix of like everything. So, I feel like, like, what kind of got me into music at first was, like, Led Zeppelin, Van Halen, and stuff like that, but then...
Skrillex.
Skrillex, that. Definitely Knocked Loose, which even though it has nothing to do with this genre, I'm a big Knocked Loose fan, so that really got me into heavy music and stuff. And I feel like once I joined this band, I got really into Godspeed, so just, yeah, playing this stuff is really fun.
Wait, love.
I listen to a lot of 70s, kind of like prog rock, like kind of like dad rock that any dad would love in like high school. But right now my biggest like artistic influence is Radiohead, but it's like really difficult to kind of show that influence, the structure of this kind of music, but you can't fake influence. And and shoegaze, yeah.
like no artist in particular, like I suppose like just the 90s drum and bass scene, like things compiled by Blue Martin, I suppose, like just they had the like good ambient breaks, they had the good ambient pads. That's kind of what I just copy, is like ambient pads.
Love.
Similar to, oh, did you want to answer, Josh? Similar to musical influences, I guess. Wait, sorry, did you have an answer? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
No worries at all.
But, so while watching you guys play, you're using some creative tools. Gabe, you were using a drumstick. Lewis, you were using a screwdriver. I guess what inspired that? What made you start to use household objects for music?
It's not like an original idea. It's like I'm inspired by bands like Sonic Youth, who use like Sonic Youth and Godspeed You Black Emperor also does this. They'll use like kind of ordinary objects to create sounds on their instruments and just kind of treat the instrument less like a like thing that creates like a free like a set of or a pattern of notes, and more like something that you can kind of just explore more stuff with. So kind of like tapping on the guitar with the screwdriver or on the, like, it's like a, it's fun. There's a lot of potential in that that people should do. Yeah. Yeah. We don't have a nail gun.
Gabe used to have this Ebo that would like sustain any note that he played. Oh, it's this right there even. Oh my goodness. Well, that will definitely be a fun addition.
Wait, I have another question going off of the drumsticks and screwdrivers. Like, if you had to tag yourself as like a household object slash tool slash anything else, what would you be and why? The why is important. I could start you.
I would love to hear
what
you
have to say. Well, I've answered this question in like the kitchen appliance sector, and I think I've said a stand mixer. Or maybe a spatula.
Okay.
Could not tell you why, but you have to tell us why.
Oh, okay. I see. Does anyone else have a more defined answer? I'm thinking crazy style.
I feel like a vacuum cleaner. And I can't explain. But like I'm definitely a vacuum cleaner.
A dustbuster or like one of those standing
ones? Like industrial.
Ones.
Like, oh, like it connects like to the big can has the hose coming out.
Oh, okay.
Like huge, like just, you know.
Like, oh, I know.
It's like a washing machine or a dishwasher. Either in the, I got.
Front load or top load? Washing machine?
You know, top load. Was it top load? Maybe.
Shoot. I had one in mind, but I'm forgetting now. Oh, maybe like a pair of scissors. I wish I had a more defined explanation, but I always need to cut something, and I'm always needing scissors. Or like a bottle of ketchup, also. Always making a mess.
Okay, I have another question for you guys. It's kind of a wholesome question, maybe. How'd you guys all meet? Do you like remember how you met or have a timeline on how you met?
Should we go chronologically?
Yeah.
Oh. Was there more to the question?
No.
Oh. I met chronologically, I met Gabriel first in like middle school. We were both from New Jersey. Well, Gabriel's not from New Jersey, but we met in New Jersey.
2017.
Yeah, in 2017. And then I came here and met basically everyone else. Julie, I met as my first roommate here at UVM in my freshman year. And then I met Brody through Julie because Julie's from Philly, and I met there. I met Connor like through music, basically. Josh also like just we just wanted to play music together at the start of like, you know, coming here. So we met that way, and we're all here now.
I think the first person I probably met was probably Josh, because summer going into my freshman year, Dinosaur Jr. was playing. I think it was like in September of 2023, yeah. And I put something on my story, and I was like, any UVM people would love to pull up, and he was like, oh, hell it, or, oh, heck yeah.
You can say hell, it's, you can say hell, what? It's fine. Hell is fine.
Okay, cool. And I was like, oh, sweet, and I remember going to orientation, and I remember running into Josh. I was like, yo, are you Josh? Are you the guy that's going to Dinosaur Jr. with me? And then since then, he's been like a day one. I think probably Lewis, me and Lewis we're really big fans of this experimental noise duo called Lightning Bolt. And I actually put something on my story freshman year. Just, it was like some random archive photo, because that's honestly what I post on my Instagram. And he replied to it, and we just honestly started talking about that music, because we have a very similar music taste, and that's how we kind of clicked. And everyone else, I met Gabe last year through Lewis. I met Julia about like a month ago. And I met also Brody like about a month ago, so yeah.
And when did Echoes form as a band?
Echoes formed, I want to say, beginning of sophomore year?
It was like the start of freshman?
Yeah, end of freshman, beginning of sophomore year.
For people who don't know how old you are.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe a
we
date.
Are, so like, a year ago. A year or two ago. Yeah. Yes. And sorry about that. We used to go by Peace Pistol, yeah. But now we are Echoes.
More PG-13, maybe.
Yeah. That's true. We're very big on keeping it PG around here. Yes.
Okay, what do you guys think about leading us into another one of your songs?
That would be lovely.
The top of the hour, where you will have to read a PSA and also make it into a song, just so you know.
Really?
Yep. Oh, nice. Just so you know.
That works for us.
Yeah, okay, awesome.
We can do that.
But song first.
Awesome.